Put away your phone at concerts.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares. Like when people post their videos from the concert they're attending, I don't watch,
you don't watch it.
I don't care. Unless you're front row, no one's watching your
video. Just scrolling along. Yep.
Yeah. This is the theme.
Today is Gina's last day.
Right.
Yes,
so you are going on. You got a great job.
You got like a real person job.
Yeah. That you've been offered.
Yeah.
And we don't blame you for taking it.
Right.
If there's any other ones there, let us know.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. No, I unfortunately have to make the hard and easy decision.
Mm-hmm.
To do what's best for my family.
Well, you'd have to get up early and you can be with your baby a lot more because you're mostly working from home. So,
yeah.
So good for you.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll be able to be there for her. And it's sad. Yeah. I mean, I love this so much, but.
We're happy for you and hate you at the same time.
Yeah. Mixed blessing there. Yep.
Two things can be true at the same time.
Exactly. Exactly. So if you say, let's just say that your baby Paisley is having a great night, sleeps through the night.
Mm-hmm.
Tell everybody when you have been getting up and when you would get up by choice.
Okay, so right now I'm getting up at like 3:45, 3:30, 3:45.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I had it my way, it's like a 6:30 to 7. I've always been like an early riser.
Right. Yeah.
So that would be a sweet spot for me. So get
luxury.
An extra couple hours sleep.
A 3 hour snooze button.
Yeah.
But we'll see. She's hitting her like regression right now. The last couple nights have been really bad. So
yeah.
She may be standing in the way of your dream.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be waking up at 7 anytime soon.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Okay, you want something that'll be a cure for your doom scrolling, something that'll bring you joy. If you check out the Woody and Jim Facebook page, you can see Christina Hawk, which is one of the Artemis II astronauts, coming home from her mission, and her dog welcoming her. And it's so cute.
Going
the dog
bananas.
Is just unbelievably joyful. It's so great.
So sweet.
Dogs make everything better.
Yeah.
Check it out on the Facebook page because it makes you happy.
It is really cute.
Yeah. So the president did a very rare thing. He deleted one of his social media posts.
Oh.
It was the one where he had posted an AI image of himself as Jesus Christ. With glowing hands, healing a patient as a hospital worker, soldier, and nurse looked on him with adoration.
Yes.
But he says it was a mistake.
Mm. Me, I did post it, and I thought it was me as a doctor and had to do with Red Cross as a Red Cross worker there, which we support. It's supposed to be me as a doctor.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Way to go, Dr. Jesus.
Yep. Gina?
So you know the double arch bridge, the Natchez Trace Parkway Bridge?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Beautiful bridge.
Beautiful. So they're actually putting up permanent barriers to prevent suicide attempts now.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
good
really
idea.
I didn't really know that was a problem there, but I could see
it
would be.
I didn't either, but yeah, it's enough to work on it for there. It's going to be closed down for about a year. This the construction timeline.
Wow.
So high off the ground.
So high.
Yeah. It's scary. Totally Hits 93.3, 95.1 in Murfreesboro. It's the Woody and Jim Show, ready to play Gender Wars now, brought to you by Tree Fellers. You need some trees out of the way. You can contact them at localtreefellers.com. We got Doug in Murfreesboro. We got Ann in White's Creek ready to play our game. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's get to know you a little bit. Warm-up question. Ann, what's your favorite time of day?
Well, to be honest, basically any time I'm able to eat.
Oh, yes, girl.
Mealtime. There you go.
Yep. What about you, Doug? What's your favorite time of day?
I'm going to go with whenever you get done with everything you have to do that day and you finally have the rest of it just for yourself and you can just kind of close out.
You just kind of exhale.
Yeah. You got.
What's that like again?
You got mealtime and me time. There you go.
All right. You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. Let's begin.
All right. Here we go. And multiple choices. How we start is Link. Is he the main video game character from Halo, Grand Theft Auto, or The Legend of Zelda?
I think it's The Legend of Zelda.
It is. Good job.
Right, you are.
Good start.
Doug, in the classic movie Pretty Woman, was Richard Gere's character afraid of dogs, spiders, or heights?
Dogs.
No.
Height.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
heights.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Anne has a lead and a chance to build on it.
Anne, in what inning of a baseball game do people stand up and sing, "Take Me Out to the Ball Game"?
I think the fifth.
The fifth?
No.
No, it's the seventh. No. Seventh inning stretch.
Seven. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Doug, what Nashville TV station is home to the Bachelor and Bachelorette reality shows?
Oh, man. WKRN.
Yes, that is
nice.
Correct.
I don't know the call letters.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Channel 2.
Woo, nice.
Okay, tied up, going to the last set of questions here. Anne, okay. Monkey, pipe, and Allen are all types of what hand tool?
Wrenches.
They are wrenches.
Nice.
Okay.
All right, 2-1. Doug, you need this to tie it up and send it to overtime.
I believe in you, Doug. Donnie Wahlberg and Joey McIntyre are members of what classic boy band?
New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Good
came
job.
Back.
Okay. Settling this with name that song lyrically up to 5 lines from a popular song. How many will you need, Anne?
I'll say 3.
All right. 3. You want to do it in less than 3, Doug?
Yeah, I'll do 2.
2. Ooh. Back to you, Anne.
Just for fun.
Just for one, we'll do one. Okay.
This is exciting.
All right. Jim will recite it for you. Then you got to give us the name of the song.
Here's your one line of lyrics. It's the terror of knowing what this world is about.
Okay. I have no clue.
No idea?
No. I don't know.
Under pressure.
That was a tough one.
Queen and David Bowie.
That means, Doug, you are the winner. Nice strategery.
Well done. We've got tickets for you to experience rugby for the first time in Nashville at Geodas Park. That's coming up soon. Thanks to both of you. What an exciting game of Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3. I was wondering the other day, is this just me? But then I started seeing people coming up in my social media feed acknowledging that when they go home and they're in their car, they wait like 10 minutes before actually going into the house or wherever you live.
Just sit in the car.
You just, yeah, you just chill for a minute. And I did a little research, and I found out that that is totally normal, and it's a huge thing.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. They say that going home and then waiting before you leave the car for a little while, whether it be listen to music, listen to the podcast, whatever, or just like sit in silence, is a reset between the parts of your day.
Oh, okay. From your work life to your home life.
Right. It helps you make that transition of like just instead of one thing into another.
Okay.
Right.
It gives you a chance to kind of just
decompress
focus.
A little bit. Oh, okay.
I used to do that a lot when I was married. I would sit in the car and go, oh, do I have to go in?
Yeah.
Now, the same, that's a completely different thing.
That's a different thing.
Avoiding your home life is a whole other story.
I was going to say, because I do that at the gym sometimes where I pull up in the parking lot and I'm like, I have to like motivate myself to go into the gym and I just turn around.
Oh, yeah.
I've done that before where I go to the gym and fall asleep in the car.
No.
And then wake up like an hour later and say, well, I guess I got to go home.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, there is something to that, though, right? Like, because, like, things that can be crazy wherever you work or wherever you're going to, and they can be crazy at home. That's what you're going to be walking into. I'm going to deal with all these things. But then you're in your car, and you have complete control over, like, the temperature, the noise level, what the music
that's right.
is.
You're right.
It's kind of like a little perfect little environment. That's why people do so many of their videos in their car.
Right.
Oh, that
it's
makes sense.
It's like this little studio.
Yeah, nobody's going to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's probably a good thing, too. That way you're not bringing in, like, if work was hard or, you know, the outside circumstances, you're not bringing all of that, like, that vibe back into the house. Mm-hmm.
Or you're kind of purging it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
So it's a healthy thing.
Okay.
The one thing I did see is not healthy is scrolling through Reels or TikTok videos.
Yeah, yeah. Don't sit there by yourself and doom scroll.
Right?
Okay. So you have to be like listening to music or a podcast of silence.
Yeah. That the benefits of sitting there for a few minutes like go away if you're scrolling.
Yeah. Okay.
95.1 in Murfreesboro, Totally Hits. 93.3, helping you get through the week with a Woody and Jim Mood Boost.
So there's a 2-year-old boy named Cruz. He has been battling a rare and aggressive cancer, neuroblastoma, and he's finally cancer-free after months of like crazy treatment, which is like a mood boost in and of itself, but it gets better. So on his flight back home after finishing his last treatment, a flight attendant made a special announcement, you know, just saying, oh, we have Cruz on board.
Oh, that's nice.
He's completed his cancer treatment. He's cancer-free. So everybody celebrated, and then all of the passengers on the plane wrote handwritten notes to him and passed around.
Oh, that's cool.
Really cool. They had like, you know, little words of encouragement and love, congrats, things like that. Some like even drew little pictures. One was like him hitting a ball out of a park. Like,
oh, that's great.
Just really cool. And he had the best response after his mom had said.
And said, he's like, I'm strong. They're talking about me. I'm strong.
So sweet. You are, little buddy.
That is so
that's
cool.
A great thing.
Yeah.
Bunch
yeah.
of strangers getting together and celebrating that
right.
boy. That's fantastic.
That is very cool. If you'd like to see more about this, you can check out the Woody and Jim or Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page or go to our website, totallyhitsnashville.com. Unusual mouth injury Tuesday.
How'd you hurt yourself, Woody?
It was weird. I actually woke up this morning and realized that I had bitten the tip of my tongue in my sleep.
Oh.
I don't know if I was...
Ow.
Dreaming that I was eating or something.
Right?
But yeah,
eating
it's like
hard.
The tip of my tongue, I'm going like, ow, ow, ow.
Oh,
like,
no.
I don't know how that kind of stuff happens.
Did you wake up with like a mouthful of blood?
No.
Okay, that's
now you're making it gross.
Now it sounds like true crime.
My bad.
I was watching the ID channel.
Sleepwalking vampire? What am I?
Well, I might be able to top that one. Yesterday, Landon was playing with Paisley and I was holding her and he was like kissing her feet and stuff. And all of a sudden he goes, ow! I was like, what happened? He goes, she cut the inside of my lip with her toenail.
With her toenail?
And I'm laughing. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever, you know, tough guy. And he's like, no, look. And he like peels his lip back and there's like a slash.
Oh.
And he's like, is it bleeding? Is it bleeding?
Oh, wow.
Like, no, you're fine. But I could not stop laughing. Her toenail slit the inside of his lip.
Wow.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That was a pretty jagged little toenail.
She does have some pretty jagged toenails. She does. And she has long fingernails. Man, they get you. You clip them like every couple days and they just slice you right open. Yeah.
These kids, they grow like crazy.
Yeah.
Man.
But mouth injuries, those suck.
Yeah.
I know.
They're not fun.
I don't think I've ever really injured my mouth in any way, but every couple of years when I go to the dentist for like a cleaning or something, they always say, you know, it looks like you might be grinding in your sleep. You know, why don't you wear a mouth guard? A mouth guard to bed? All right, I've already got a CPAP on my face. I'm going to shove a thing inside my mouth.
Yeah.
To force you to not breathe.
Right? My wife is wearing, she wears some thing that covers her like she's Hannibal Lecter, that's some kind of electric heating, helps your hurt muscles thing. I'm like, oh my God, do we look more like an ICU?
You're just not sleeping with enough contraptions.
I know. I'm like every part of me is connected to the internet and we're like Darth Vader in the cube.
Totally Hits 93.3, also 95.1 in Murfreesboro. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Hello.
So there's this bizarre new thing where Gen Zers are taking on grandma hobbies. Like, there's been generations that have ignored the grandma hobbies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And now they're being taken on by really young people that are into it. Some of the ones that are getting major attention are Mahjong, the... like tiles game.
Oh, wow.
Used to be like women over 75 would be sitting around playing this game.
Huh.
Now Gen Zers are taking it up. Also things like crocheting and knitting. My daughter, who's in her 20s, she's like obsessed with gardening. She never even wanted to go outside for like the first 20 years of her life, let
What's
alone
outside?
Care for green things.
Yeah.
She's all about it.
Yeah, my girlfriend Melissa, her daughter Kimmy's in her early 20s, and yeah, she gets the sweaters at Goodwill. She's got actually has a frame around her license plate that says "Driven by one hot grandma."
Oh my gosh,
she's all in,
referring to herself.
Yes,
wow,
she's all in as far
That's
as that
proof.
Goes.
My
That's
niece
pretty cool.
is 11, and they're teaching her in school how to crochet. So she's like
at
all
school.
About it at school. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That might be. That was probably something last done in the 50s or 60s.
I
know. You know?
Oh yeah.
But wow, that's amazing. What about you, Gina? You're 30, so I would.
It's about time.
You're a Gen Zer, right? Did you technically fall under Gen Z, or are you just a little older?
Yeah, I think I'm either Gen Z or Millennial.
Millennial.
I don't know.
Close to
but
it.
But I'm also in that stage now, like that new stage that's come out that. I have like the perfect mix of life before and after technology started.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Plus
so you're a new mom, so you're kind of, you know, you're cocooning at home and
yes.
doing stuff like that. Yeah,
yeah. yeah. But
any of these things you're taking on?
No.
But your life is full.
Yeah, but my life is too full. Yeah, my mom wants me to get into bird watching with her. Not
bird
going
watching.
To. Yep, not
oh,
doing
that's
that.
That's on the list.
No.
Some people are getting into it. Not
nope.
you?
Nope. I am going to take up gardening, though, now that I'll be home and can, mm-hmm. like, water stuff. So my husband's going to build me some, like, boxes and
oh,
we'll
yeah.
grow stuff like peas and carrots and things
stuff
like that.
Stuff you can eat.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's cool.
That's about as far as I'll go, though.
And you hope it goes better than the house plants people have given you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My dad even bought me flowers, and those are dead. So I can't. I am nervous about these outdoor little, like, food box things. I don't even know what to call them, but I have to keep them alive. That's what we're going to eat.
That's right.
I'm going out to the food box.
That's a good idea, you know, the way groceries are getting more and more expensive.
Yeah.
You just grow your own food.
Yeah, why not?
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
The Nashville Predators were the worst team in the NHL in November.
Mm.
They climbed out of that to become close to being a playoff contender. Unfortunately, they were eliminated last night, the second to last game before the end of the season. They were that close. That's how far they've come.
Yeah.
So while they did not make the playoffs, they made major strides this year.
Yeah, no kidding.
And we have some hope.
Yeah.
Next year could be the start of a whole new day.
Yeah, they take on Anaheim the last game of the year on Thursday night. If you are tuning in for Titans games on the radio, you know Coach Mack, sadly, Dave McGinnis, a former football coach himself, and also, you know, had been with the Titans for a long time, he has passed away, sadly, at the age of 74. So Coach
That's
Mack will be missed.
Yeah, he knew so much.
He did.
It was like this encyclopedia
yeah.
of stuff. Listening to the games, he would just tell you stuff like, oh, I had no idea.
It is amazing how he remembered all that stuff.
I know.
That's really cool. Well, last night, Ryan Seacrest and Lionel Richie announced during the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame themed episode of American Idol, the 2026 inductees, and they are Phil Collins, Billy Idol, Iron Maiden, New Order, Oasis, Sade, Wu-Tang Clan, and Luther Vandross.
All right.
Yeah, very cool.
All worthy.
Yes,
yeah,
very much so.
What are we doing today, you guys?
I am going to the gym, and then I'm going to mow the lawn. It's
Ooh.
So exciting. And I'll be checking for the grass that I planted to see if
Ooh.
Little tiny green hairs are coming up out of the dirt.
Ah, that's so fun.
You don't have lawn pattern baldness anymore.
Yeah. Yep.
Actually, I have to go to a couple banks. I'm going to go rob one and take the money to another bank. And I also need to mow the lawn, but it's going to be so hot.
Yeah.
It's going to be so hot.
Yeah, until about December.
Yeah. So what are you doing now that you have all this free time, Gina,
whose last
day is today?
I know. I have a couple meetings for the other job, which we will not name. And then I'm going to try and brave Costco. We'll see mm-hmm. with my baby. We will see.
Okay.
Good luck getting out under $300.
I know. Yeah. So we'll see. But thank you guys so much again. This is seriously like a dream come true.
We're really going to miss you. You were awesome. Well, you brought a lot to the show.
Thank you.
You will be joy irreplaceable. To be around.
Thank you guys. I'm going to miss it a lot. So.
We can't replace you, especially because we have no budget to
yeah.
do that.
Yeah, you can't. Haha. No.
We're not allowed.
So it's going to be all volunteers from now on. If you'd like to volunteer, let us know. Hey, if you're looking for a laugh today and maybe you're in a bad mood, you would like to check out the Woody and Jim Show TikTok. We danced with birds.
Yeah, there's a famous bird in New York City mm-hmm. that everybody's flocking to go see
yeah.
called the woodcock, and he has a very strange walk.
His yes. name's the woodcock?
It's a woodcock.
And it's that a wonderful it bird, so and we danced along with it, and there's a song that plays during the TikTok that will stick in your head the rest of the day, and it kind of mm-hmm. goes like this.
Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat.
The Woody and Jim Show is presented by Green Ventures Landscaping. Get thicker grass, better color, and fewer bare spots with turf application. Visit greenventureslandscaping.com.